My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Welcome back. You're at InfoWars, and now we're at the War Room. Standing in for my colleague Owen Schroyer is my colleague Leanne McAdoo. We are looking to take your calls today. I like the dialogue with InfoWars, so questions for myself, questions for Leanne, questions on any topic, that number 1-888-201-2244. Again, 1-888-201-2244. On the Alex Jones Show today, we appealed to InfoWarriors, and for those who are just tuning in, to help us stop what can only be called barbaric and inhumane medical experiments on dogs and puppies as young as 8 weeks that are currently being conducted by the Veterans Administration. As I have written and said here at InfoWars, incredibly, dogs are being subjected to horrific treatment, in some cases being given drugs that will kill them, collapsing their lungs, inducing heart attacks, drilling holes in their heads to see how long they can survive. There is no excuse whatsoever for this inhumane treatment. When we here at InfoWars decided to make this a crusade, well, they heard us in Washington. The Veterans Secretary, Secretary Shulkin, announced that going forward, experiments on dogs would require a higher level of approval. Unacceptable. Folks, help us in this important fight by sending an email to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs now. You can reach him, make sure I get this right, at david.shulkin, S-H-U-L-K-I-N, at va.gov. That's david.shulkin at va.gov. Don't yell. Don't use obscenities. Don't be obnoxious. Don't be impolite, but firmly and strongly tell the secretary to end medical experiments on helpless dogs and puppies today. God will thank you for it. Leanne?
S. Roger Stone, I hadn't heard that story until you brought it up. That's pretty interesting. Definitely want to get people involved in that. Well, love the puppies.
Owen and I have reported on this extensively. I was pleased to see the American Veterans Organization recently urged the secretary to end this bizarre and barbaric behavior. Let us hope that we can generate thousands of emails today urging them to stop this abuse of man's best friend. What do we have on the phone board there, Leanne?
Well, we've got several people holding on the line. Dan in Pennsylvania would like to speak about, the left's projection, the history of racism. He looks like he's been holding the longest. If we want to go to Dan.
All right. Before we go to Dan, you're up next. Let's put that up one more second. There you have the email address for Dr. David Shulkin. He is Donald Trump's appointee as Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Please phone or email his office and in respectful, calm terms, urge them to end the medical experiments on dogs. Thank you very much. We'll be right back to take David's call here on the War Room. So I'm just I'm just gonna let Leanne pick them off the board in any order she wants.
At InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, okay. Filled to the absolute top. The real red pill.
Yep. Okay.
This is a heart and brain pill.
Yep.
A nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it, but boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're at the War Room. This is part of the expanded coverage here at InfoWars, made entirely possible only by your loyal support at the InfoWars store. Whether it is all natural products for your health, whether it is books or t-shirts, your loyal support of InfoWars is what allows Alex Jones to pay for the important expansion in our programming. If you like the real news with David Knight in the morning, where I was on yesterday with David, or the iconic, epic Alex Jones show midday, or the War Room you're now watching with Roger Stone and Leanne McAdoo, none of this is possible without your support at the InfoWars store. Now we're going to go back to the phone board. Again, the number 1-888-201-2244, 1-888-201-2244. Let's get our first call from Dan in Pennsylvania. Dan, you're at the War Room.
Mr. Stone, it's an absolute honor to be on with you. I consider you a true hero and a patriot and somebody I admire greatly. Leanne, absolute honor as well. I admire you both. I just want to thank you for all you do. I know you hate that, but you deserve it. And I just simply want to ask, why is it that the GOP is so feckless and so filled with cowardice not to call out the left on their hypocrisy? Dating back to how the left constantly charges people of libertarian mindset of the right with being Nazis. Now, wasn't Hitler a socialist? What does that fall in line with? Left thinking, socialist thinking. They say that we're the party of racism. Wasn't it the Democrats that fought for slavery, introduced America to slavery, fought to keep slavery? A Republican president fought to end slavery. And through history, with the Civil Rights Act, it was the right who fought for freedom, for basic human decency and human rights. And now, why is this argument constantly flipped and turned back against people on the right, the libertarians and the free thinkers like us? I look at it like this. Donald Trump marks a new era of politics, but it saddens me and disgusts me how so many on the right, left combined will actually stand up and fight more passionately against a man who has sacrificed time, his life, his everything. How much money has he bled out to do a job that he didn't need, but he believed in enough to save the people of this country? Why can't these political entities just get behind the message of nationalism and of actual people seeking freedom, seeking liberty? What has gone so wrong? I know this is off topic from everything else, but it's just something that's been bothering me, just like with the statues coming down. It's amazing how the left militarized their brainwashed masses in Antifa and all that to fight to remove these statues when they're literally removing their own history. The Democrats.
All right, Dan, let me take your question. Thank you much, first of all, for your kind comments about both myself and the lovely Leanne McAdoo. We appreciate it. You know, this aggravates me as well. When I speak around the country, one of the great talking points of our critics is to accuse me of being a racist because I support Donald Trump and because I once got into an internet-based spat with the commentator Roland Martin. I worked for the president who gave us affirmative action. I worked for the president who successfully desegregated the American public schools without bloodshed or violence. I worked for the president that quadrupled the funding for civil rights enforcement by the U.S. Justice Department. I belong to the party of Lincoln who freed the slaves. And now I support a president who's brought African-American unemployment to the lowest point in American history. The reason that the country club establishment Republicans don't get behind Donald Trump is because he disturbs business as usual. You see, as long as they are reelected, as long as they have their posh bennies from being in public office, as long as they have access to special interest cash for their reelection, they don't really care that the Republicans and Democrats working together have presided over what is undeniably the decline of America. Donald Trump was not supposed to be president. This was all wired. Hillary Clinton versus Jeb Bush, heads I win, tails you lose. No matter what happens, Americans' policies remain the same. Endless war where our inherent national interest is not clear, erosion of our basic civil liberties, spying on us, keeping metadata on every American, massive debt and spending and borrowing with no end in sight, immigration policies that make our country a sieve and make our streets and neighborhoods unsafe, trade policies that are very, very beneficial for our trade partners, but cost America's jobs and productivity. And this is not to be laid solely at the feet of the Democrats. No one party working alone could screw things up this badly. It took the elite leadership of both major parties to run America into the ditch. Along comes a man they can't control. They can't bully him. They can't buy him. They can't bludgeon him. He's fearless. And then when they say, oh, the countries that are slapping tariffs on our products, don't threaten them with tariffs, he ignores them. That inflames them even further. The great danger to the Trump revolution, the great danger to this president and this presidency comes not from liberal Democrats. We know where they stand. No, the danger comes from establishment Republicans, men like Rod Rosenstein, appointed by this president who's done nothing but knife him in the back. It was Mr. Rosenstein who actually approved the surveillance that was rationalized by the use of a phony dossier designed to undermine the candidacy of Donald Trump. There's the beady-eyed enemy right there. President Trump can only save himself and his administration from these smears and make America great again by firing Rod Rosenstein, firing Jeff Sessions, who clearly will not carry out the president's policies, and getting someone at the Justice Department who is committed to the rule of law. Dan, thank you very much for your question. Leanne, with about a minute and a half left, do you have anything you want to add to that diatribe?
Well, I think you make a great point. On the left and the right, both of our politicians are happy to have their constituents be misinformed and uneducated on what's really going on. That means there's not going to be any rustling of the status quo. They can just keep business as usual. They don't think that they're ever going to have to deal with an educated populace rising up saying, wait a minute, we're sick of the lies. And then, of course, you do have President Trump coming in who's not afraid of all the labels being thrown at him, and he's able to defend himself and fight back and then carry on with his agenda and his mission. But Dan made a great point about, you know, when is it time for these establishment Republicans to stand up and say, wait a minute, these are lies. The big switch was a lie, and our education system has thoroughly, propagandize the youth to misinform them all. And so now we're seeing this younger generation of voters rising up in the Democratic Party kind of misinformed and bringing that misinformation, pushing their agenda forward. So we need to pay attention to that, Roger.
All right, we'll be right back. Again, the phone number, 1-888-201-2244. You're on the War Room. Call us to answer your questions. Roger Stone, Leanne McAdoo, we'll be right back.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
War Room, I am Leanne McAdoo, filling in for Owen Schroyer, and of course I am joined by the indefatigable Roger Stone. Before we go back to Roger with these phone calls, I want to let everyone know we're going to be joined later in the show by Darren McBreen, as well as Michael Zimmerman. We're going to be talking about net neutrality, and of course, when will we see the end of this monopoly by the tech giants? We're going to be showing some video of Ted Cruz actually taking on these internet giants and saying, look, do you guys want to be the arbiters of truth and what people are allowed to hear? Or are you going to go ahead and take responsibility for, oh, I don't know, ISIS videos being uploaded on YouTube? So they're kind of in a real tight spot there. And of course, as everyone knows, they're taking InfoWars on as well. Massive onslaught against us. We are fighting back thanks to the help and support of viewers out there like you. Of course, continuing on with our specials as well, which I'll get into later in the show. But I want to go ahead, since we've got just about 7 minutes left in this segment, I want to get to some questions. And it looks like Eric in Indiana was interested in what Roger Stone was talking about, the bill with the dog testing, and he'd like to know who wrote the law. And I would like to hear a little bit more about that as well, Roger.
Well, I can't tell you who wrote the law. In all honesty, doctors I have talked to are shocked that this is continuing. This kind of canine research has been out of vogue and discredited for some time. When we started discussing this at InfoWars, when we had guests on the show highlighting it, there was an immediate response from the Veterans Administration. So they're hearing us, but they're not hearing us. We don't want to be assured that the approval of these bizarre experiments will just be approved at a higher level of the VA. What we want is for them to end. Anybody who mistreats animals, when it is unnecessary, when there are safer and better ways to conduct modern medical research, is beyond the pale. So I was shocked to learn that the federal government is still engaging in this kind of activity. I'm going to give the Secretary of Veterans Affairs the short-term benefit of the doubt. Perhaps he's being buffaloed by others, but Dr. Shulkin is a medical doctor. He's taken the Hippocratic Oath. He needs to order an end to these practices. If he does not do so, well, next we recall on President Trump to do so. Hashtag dog lives matter.
Dog lives do matter. Eric, did we answer your question? Thank you for the phone call.
When has it been okay to be so cruel to animals? You know, I mean, when, you know, it's a bunch of crap. The dogs are being my family. They are my family. And I can't even hear a person talk bad about a dog, and I kind of want to hurt them, but they're just family to me, and it pisses me off, makes me mad.
Right. Well, but I can understand your anger, Eric. Thank you. And of course, we saw how quickly President Trump kind of backpedaled on talking about bringing in the exotic game hunting. And people said, whoa, 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 wait a minute. What are you doing? And I mean, just within hours, President Trump said, you know what? I don't think we've given this enough thought. We're going to go ahead and take a second look And that was really awesome, very powerful to see how our voices are being heard by this president. Do we have time to take another question, Roger?
Sure, let's go for another one. Go ahead.
All right, Robert in California. He would like to know, what will it take for the president to make a new Warren Commission? I believe that says. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, greetings from the communist state of California. got a question for Roger. You were around in the day. What would it take for the president to bypass the DOJ and just shoot for a presidential commission like the Warren Commission? That seemed to work out for Johnson, all right.
Well, the president has that authority today. Of course, they would be arguing that he is trying to usurp his authority. But if Jeff Sessions will not investigate Uranium One, which is, I think, the largest treasonous financial crime in American history, then the president could certainly appoint a commission to get to the bottom of who did what. I would recommend a perfect commission chairman for such a commission, Judge Andrew Napolitano, a eminent jurist, a respected constitutional legal mind. But there are numerous good men and women who could serve on such a commission. The tragedy is that we don't seem to have a Justice Department that is committed to the rule of law. Whether it is the trafficking of guns to ISIS by the Obama administration, whether it is the formulation of this phony dossier to undermine the results of the 2016 election, whether it is the wholesale corruption and selling of American political decisions, or I should say policy decisions under the Clinton Foundation, or a myriad of other crimes, Jeff Sessions seems to be totally focused on the sole question of cracking down on state legalized marijuana in contravention of the position of Donald Trump in the most recent election, where he told us he supported the states' rights to make their own decisions. And 29 states have legalized some use of medicinal marijuana. Mr. Sessions, could you please focus on the epic corruptions and crime going on around you and let the states decide for themselves whether or not they want to legalize cannabis for medicinal purposes? Thank you so much for your call. I'm going to depart here shortly, but before I do, I want to ask you one more time to help us in this incredible struggle that we're engaged in to avoid the wholesale strangulation of our First Amendment rights and the efforts by the tech left to knock InfoWars and Alex Jones off of YouTube, ultimately off of Google, off of Facebook, off of Twitter. I've already been censored for life, banned at Twitter, because I hurt Jake Tapper's feelings. I've been banned at CNN, except for yesterday when Anderson Cooper's producer, Jake Tapper's producer, and Aaron Burnett's producer kindly asked me to join them. I declined. This is the most important fight we face. You can help us by going to the InfoWars store now and pick one of these extraordinary specials, because you will not only get the best of the genre in terms of products, whether it is Biome Defense or Immune Wall or Brain Force Plus, or whether you load up on the terrific all-natural whey protein. These are deep, deep discounts that are designed to get you to try these terrific products. You help us, you help us, we help you, you help us fund our expansion. God bless you and God bless America. Leanne will be right back.
Introducing Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Alex Jones here with an update for the viewers and listeners asking where I am during these huge political firestorms that are taking place and all the demonization of InfoWars. Well, I haven't taken off in about a year to take my family anywhere, so I'm enjoying some of the great freedoms of capitalism and all the incredible things it builds, like here in the mountains of Vail in Colorado. so we can come out here and snowboard and ski and watch the world championship snowboarders and also ride the tubes down the mountain. We're just having a great family time out here. And yes, we've had this frivolous lawsuit filed by Pepe the Frog creator. We've talked to our lawyers. They say 100% slap statutes are in. It's a fake lawsuit. You didn't even create the poster. You're a third party selling it. We can't believe that they're this reckless. It's like the EEOC false filings. Those are totally reckless. All of it's just completely insane and totally reckless. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been attacked for the term real news and have court cases against us. The people saying that's trademarked. It is amazing what's going on and what's unfolding. And we've gotten to the point with this Pepe the Frog situation and with all the other behavior that's going on where we're going to have to countersue very aggressively and, of course, get attorney's fees and damages so that people know that, hey, we've been nice this long, but that has an end because the left everywhere is saying hashtag hunt Republicans. They are trying to shut down free speech. They are trying to shut down our channel. CNN is involved trying to get rid of our sponsors and have us banned off YouTube. So as you look out here, this amazing vista, and we see what we've built in America, they have mountains like this in North Korea, but there's nothing there because the people can't build anything. Look at these cool snowplows coming by. Look at that great technology. They can't even produce cars in North Korea or Venezuela. And the people are starving to death. So this is real authoritarianism that's coming after us, and we're going to have to fight back because you've been standing behind us. We're going to be able to defeat it. But it shows you where the globalists want to take us. It shows you what they want to do to us if they're successful and how they have our children captive in the public schools. How Hollywood is trying to bully everybody into submission. But the good news is, whether it's the NFL or whether it's Hollywood or whether it's the Oscars or any of this, they're all in free fall because the people aren't under their cultural control anymore. And I, quite frankly, am honored in this culture war as a libertarian just trying to promote real open free societies that a criminal like George Soros, a Nazi collaborator, and CNN and Media Matters and MSNBC and all these other groups are piling on and finding useful idiots to help them attack me. Because we're fighting in the 21st century for the real restoration of this republic. And usually people have to fight and physically die to restore a country to freedom or to get freedom. And so I'm just having to be demonized and attacked and lied about and sued because they're trying to intimidate everybody else. This isn't about me. There's massive internet censorship expanding. Apple's allying with communist China. There's draconian attacks on free speech going on everywhere across the Western world. And so they think by picking me out, they can make you think, hey, if you're a populist, if you're a nationalist, if you're a conservative, if you're a constitutionalist, if you're a free market guy, you're going to be destroyed. The truth is, capitalism built all of the technology and all of the theme parks and all the malls and all the medicine and all the science and the literature and the art. Nothing comes out of these communist regimes but hell and oppression because it's oppressors that run it and control it. They're systems of conquest, not systems of liberation and freedom. And that's just a fact. And so history is on my side, and so we will win. But they have gone from a lawsuit a month to a lawsuit a week now because they're getting pissed because they're all getting thrown out of court. The Communist Party USA is suing me, saying I attacked some guy or had people attack him at the RNC and no such thing as the truth. It's just crazy. Everybody knows I'm free speech. I don't agree with burning the flag, but you're right to do it. So I'm in good company in all this. And people need to understand, need to know that family does come first at the end of the day. And I've been following some reports from the road here, but not as many, just because I'm confident no, we're going to win because you're strong and you understand these attacks on free speech are attacks on you. They're attacks on your speech to shut down these platforms. And then when they filed four strikes on us last week to shut our YouTube down, and YouTube didn't shut us down, except to say they were fake strikes, the Washington Post came out and said, along with BuzzFeed, that we made it up. You saw the thousands of channels deleted or blocked or frozen. You saw them freeze our channel. You saw us show you the strikes. But again, that's how dumb they think you are, like you have no memory. You've seen CNN going after our sponsors and CNN trying to get us banned and CNN trying to block the publishing of my book, The War for the Future, with Neil Strauss. I mean, this is, if I heard something about this in another country on NPR, about this much censorship against one person, I wouldn't believe it. But again, they attack and then make a joke out of their attacks on free speech. that are the most epic and most draconian I've ever seen. I mean, this is concerted fraud. And so get ready for the offensive, because our listeners have been supporting us. They've been spreading the word. We're getting record traffic at InfoWars.com. You've been buying the products. Got huge sales going right now. And I just hope all these lawsuits doesn't affect our expansion on the TV and so many other places where we're reaching so many people. And right now we're neck and neck, but the donations and people buying products are coming in just enough to pay for the $500,000 I'm about to have to spend. A lot of these lawyers are pro bono, but I got to pay for the lawsuits to be filed, the plane tickets, the hotels, the people that take the transcripts, the experts, all of it. So we're lining up 5 lawsuits right now, about $100,000 apiece. Anti-slapbacks, all of it for everybody. And so that's it. And a lot of lawyers are in major law sites saying the same thing. Going, God, these suits are fake. There's anti-slap suit stuff. So these fake lawsuits, people pay for this, but they're being financed by big money. They don't even care. And that's the crazy part, is these are so reckless, it tells you the globalists are willing to do anything. Hell, they're on CNN saying they're going to kill the president. Anyway, check out that great snowplow. Isn't that awesome? But what you know is, they're fighting to keep you from visiting InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Everything wholesome, everything good, everything true, everything productive is under attack by the globalists. And the fact that I'm one of the people most attacked, but I still live in this great free country, and the memory of freedom we have is still holding them back. We're going to take that memory and plant that seed. And they thought they buried me, but they didn't know I was a seed. I forget who said that. They thought they buried me. They didn't know I was a seed. Thank you all. I'll be filing more live reports throughout the week and more tape reports. And I'll be back Saturday with the family back in the ATX. But thank you all. We're just all in this together. And I salute you and I thank you. And we'll defeat these people trying to destroy our free speech and trying to enslave our nation. God bless you all.
And that was the great Alex Jones out there in his element in the snow with no coat. Basically, our office year-round is the exact temperature as it was out there on that icy mountain. So it makes sense that Mr. Jones is only wearing a pair of gloves. So you are now in the war room. I am Leanne McAdoo. I'm going to be taking over this half hour. Michael Zimmerman's going to be joining me soon, as well as Darren McBreen. We've got a jam-packed show for you. And of course, I am back in from Florida. Thanks to you guys, Alex Jones is able to keep me on board, and that's due to your support. Even though this constant onslaught, all of these insane lawsuits coming out of nowhere, just boom, boom, everything, just this massive onslaught, but we're able to stay above because of our support, the support of our viewers. So go to the InfoWars store right now. We are still running that Operation Paul Revere 2018 Mega Special, but now we have renamed it Defeat CNN's Attempt to Crush InfoWars. And man, we are defeating them. It's actually kind of pathetic on their part. But most of the products, almost all of them, are in 30 to 80% off in store right now. And of course, your support is helping us to fight against CNN, fight against YouTube, fight against Google, fight against Facebook. But we've got specials on Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Biome Defense is 50% off, True Way 50% off, InfoWars Life Select products are 40% off. We've got 80% off some of our apparel in the clearance section. Wow. And of course, we've got so many other things. Head to the InfoWars store right now. Your support is helping us rise above CNN and their pathetic efforts to defeat us. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm Leanne McAdoo, filling in for Owen Schroyer today. Of course, we're all kind of playing musical chairs until Alex Jones gets back in the studio. And of course, you know, it's not just the legacy media that is slowly dying and wondering what is happening. How could they be so out of touch? Not only were they so out of touch with the 2016 election, but they are still out of touch. It's also the Oscars. They have had the lowest ratings ever, record low ratings. And, of course, President Trump could not miss his opportunity to take a jab at those record low ratings. Because, look, these stars, the Hollywood stars, they no longer have control over the cultural paradigm. People are not paying attention to them anymore. They're calling them out on their hypocrisy. I believe Paul Joseph Watson and his legion of fans were actually able to troll George Clooney into taking a refugee into one of his empty mansions, because you'll recall after we went on that, calling him out on his hypocrisy for telling everyone they need to bring in all the refugees. Well, quietly, about a month or so later, he brought in a well-vetted refugee from Iraq into one of his homes, which, of course, if you watch the Netflix specials, we learned all about his little friend. So there you go. But calling them out on their hypocrisy seems to work. And of course, President Trump never misses an opportunity to do this. I want to take a look at this clip where Jimmy Kimmel actually responded to President Trump's tweet, calling him out and calling out the Oscars for their record low ratings.
I got a little surprise this morning. I woke up, I brushed my teeth, I looked at my phone, I got a text saying, look at Trump's Twitter account, as if I wasn't going to do that anyway. That is what I do every morning. And so I did, and this is what I see. Lowest rated Oscars in history. Problem is, we don't have stars anymore, except your president. Just kidding, of course. Of course he's kidding.
So
he's not
funny.
Narcissistic.
What would he do without President Trump?
Now, Trump loves saying the ratings are down to insinuate that is a show of some kind of support for him. But the truth is, every year since Netflix happened, the ratings are down for every big TV show. Did Super Bowl, Grammys, Emmys, Golden Globe. But Trump thinks he caused the ratings to go down.
Because nobody wants to tune in to all of the bread and circuses of the past. They're tuning you out.
So I tweeted to him, thanks, lowest rated president in history.
Of course, that's not true because President Trump is at 48% approval rating and right about where President Barack Obama was at this point in his presidency as well. But you know what? Facts don't matter to Jimmy Kimmel.
Get under his orange skin. Trump always has a problem with the Academy Awards, which is surprising because I really think he would love the best picture winner, The Shape of Water. It's the movie, if you haven't seen it, it's about a monster that has sex with a woman who can't talk about it. Basically, it's like his life story right on the screen. Meanwhile.
Oh, boy. All right, well, so this is him. Basically, there's dwindling viewership all around, not only with the Oscars, with sports as well. Again, because people are waking up to the fact that they are just trying to be lulled into a sleep, to just kind of not pay any attention to what's going on. Oh, let's laugh with Jimmy Kimmel. He'll just throw out some arbitrary stats and hope you don't check him on it, fact check him on it. And not only does he not accept responsibility for being a terrible, out-of-touch, late-night host, but he wants to just go ahead and blame America and the fact that people want to watch Netflix. It's not his fault. It's not the Trump bashing. It's not that most of America knew exactly what was going to go on with this broadcast, that it was just going to be more political theater and hypocrisy, like call out the names of these predators in your midst or shut up, you know, like we saw the Sabo put out the big signs in Hollywood and the Harvey Weinstein Oscar there, just kind of throwing them in their face like, look, guys, you're the problem, but you want to lecture the rest of us? I don't think so. No wonder people tuned out. And we can move on to this next story because here's something else that people are starting to tune out. Initially, we had a lot of empathy, a lot of sympathy with the latest students who were caught up in another mass shooting. This time we had some very vocal survivors speaking out, David Hogg being one of them. They've been making the rounds on all of the talk shows, late night as well as daytime. But one of the Parkland survivors, really, he's trailed behind his buddies in getting his blue check mark and being taken out onto these talk shows. Why? I wonder why. Could that be because he has a conservative point of view? And this is really interesting when you see these Parkland survivors saying that they want these bipartisan gun control measures, but yet they're not willing to work in a bipartisan manner. And so here we have Parkland shooting survivor Kyle Kashev calling out David Hogg because he was bragging about the fact that he hung up on President Trump when Trump tried to, you know, give him a phone call and say, what can we do? Let's go ahead and play that clip.
I want to play David Hogg, who has been out there a lot. He's become, you know, sort of very familiar to Americans. Here he is speaking out for on his side. Watch this.
I actually hung up on the White House the other day. They actually called me the day before the listening session and asked if we were going to come. And I said, I'm not coming because we expect President Trump to come to the CNN town hall. And I ended on this message with them. I said, President Trump, we don't need to listen to President Trump. President Trump needs to listen to the screams of the children and the screams of this nation.
What do you think about that, Kyle?
You know, I'm really trying to control my anger at what he said. Because, you know, the president calls you and it shows he wants to make a change. And you're talking about bipartisan change. And the one man who controls, who leads our nation, you know, comes to you and is like, look, well, let's do something. Let's make it happen. And you hang up the phone on him. That's so hypocritical. You know, David Hogg was like, we have to make a change. Let's make this happen. And then the White House calls you. And it was like, let's do it. I totally agree. Let's make the change. And then you hang up on him and then you brag about it on national television. It's extremely counterproductive.
Extremely counterproductive. And it is just exacerbating the polarization in this country. And we can see that they're not being reasonable with their charges, calling out Dana Loesch and saying that, you know, she's a murderer and she doesn't care about her children because she owns a gun, which is just insane because we can show countless video after video of mothers who are being beaten by home intruders right in front of their children. And boy, wouldn't it have been great if they had had a gun in the home to be able to protect themselves as they're being mercilessly beaten by home invaders. And we see those stories every single day all around the world. And so for these kids to come out and say the NRA, which of course is millions of Americans who are members, are just child murderers and they don't care, they are quickly losing the world's sympathy. People are quickly going, look, all right, this is crazy, and you're actually not really helping this situation. And of course, Hogg was, I'm not sure in that clip if it was Hogg or the other young guy, that was saying, you know, we've got to go to the funerals. We have mourning to do. We don't need to talk to the president. Meanwhile, they're on every single talk show that they can possibly be on, going meeting with celebrities, collecting checks for their GoFundMe, just making the media rounds. And yet when the president of the United States calls and says, hey, you know, let's talk. I want to do something. I want to help. They shut them down. This is how you can see that there's a massive agenda behind these Parkland students that's helping to get everyone bussed in for their marches and to help them organize and to help set up the GoFundMe and to help facilitate the millions of dollars that are pouring in. It's not just these kids who, within hours of this shooting, were able to create this massive movement. You know, just like the Women's March, we'll get to that in a little bit. But I mean, they're having to, of course, do damage control because their, leaders of that group, of course, their agenda came to light as well. And the movement behind their agenda, where you have all these women thinking they're just joining this march and it's all about, you know, bringing women's voices together. Meanwhile, the leadership or the people behind it, their agenda is starting to reveal itself and it's starting to unravel. This is the type of stuff that happens with these grassroots movements, is that the people behind the scenes begin to show their faces and people, it unravels the movements. People don't want to join. They don't want to be a part of it when they can see it's not about real change. It's about getting new 18-year-olds to sign up to join the Democratic Party and push the DACA recipients to the side because they failed to get that passed and they fail to back up their promises to the dreamers. So they're moving along to their new audience that they can control, their new identity group, which is going to, of course, be these brand new voters, these brand new 8-year-olds, of course, that are going to be joining this march. I guarantee you they're going to be signing up for voting, you know, vote here because the racist conservatives are just child murderers. So you got to vote Democrat. I mean, it's great to see Fox News, of course, giving this other voice to dissenting opinion than the other Parkland survivors. All right, well, stick around. Michael Zimmerman is going to be joining me in studio next. We're going to be talking about net neutrality and what can we do to stop these tech giants.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your biome defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
Warning, this broadcast is not for the weak-minded. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats and the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee on National Security Threats. Among the concerns ranging from foreign interference in the 2018 midterm elections to China's influence in our universities, warmongering on North Korea took center stage, as the upcoming talks between North and South Korea were met with skepticism.
There's no reason to believe that Kim Jong-un is going to be a changed person. But I think the news last night that he's actually made a response to the message that was sent, in that he's ready to negotiate, he's ready to stop his nuclear activity and testing. Do you share my somewhat optimistic view of what happened, General?
Senator, right now I don't share your optimism. That's kind of a show me.
The senators kept referring to a recent globalist-backed RAND Corporation report that doubts a U.S. victory in a potential nuclear war with North Korea. The RAND report says U.S. forces today are larger than necessary to fight a single major war, but are failing to keep pace with the modernizing forces of great power adversaries, are poorly postured to meet key challenges in Europe and East Asia.
It was stunning, I think, to many Americans that that a report could say we could conceivably, under plausible conditions, lose the next war. What do you say to someone who would make that that flat statement?
So I'd have to look at the context of the assessment. Is it one particular war? Is it multiple wars? Is it holding, deterring? I do agree with everything that Director Coates says in terms of closing the gaps and capabilities. Our opponents are going to come at us in a very asymmetric way. The technology gap is closing, and the fact that we have global commitments, it's hard to posture yourself everywhere in the globe, so you're always going to have that time distance where you're going to have to move, where you may be out of position when a conflict starts.
Vox recently reported there is a genuine risk of a war on the Korean Peninsula that would involve the use of chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons. Several estimated that millions, plural, millions would die. Although President Trump called for North Korea to put its nuclear weapons on the bargaining table, the rogue nation denounced any preconditions. CNBC reported North Korea said it would not beg to talk with Washington and denounced upcoming U.S.-South Korean joint military exercises, warning that it would take countermeasures against the United States if they went ahead. It reiterated that it was willing to talk to the United States, but said it would never sit with any precondition. A North Korean foreign ministry spokesman was quoted by KCNA as saying, "We will neither beg for dialogue nor evade the military option claimed by the U.S. Meanwhile, North Korea moves psychotically forward. The Telegraph reported satellite images indicate that North Korea has restarted its nuclear reactor at Yongbyon and is once again producing plutonium for its atomic weapons program. A steam vapor plume was observed on imagery from both February 17th and 25th, analysts reported on the 38 North website. Failing propaganda mouthpiece Newsweek reported state-backed hackers in North Korea are setting their sights on critical infrastructure in the United States with the aim of knocking out power in the country. Cybersecurity researchers have warned a group of hackers by the name of Covelite is developing malware that could infect power grids, according to research from U.S.-based firm Dragos, triggering electrical outages similar to those that happened in the Ukraine in 2016. Is Kim Jong-un's sister's appearance at the 2018 Winter Olympics and the upcoming talks with South Korea just a stalling tactic to buy North Korea more time to complete their offensive? Or are globalist media forces fanning the flames of war that President Trump is smothering? John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
And welcome back to the War Room. I'm Leanne McAdoo, joined now by Michael Zimmerman, our resident millennial. I don't want to tease you on that, but I have to bring you in to break down all this complicated tech news. Well, there's a story out of the New York Times where Peter Thiel is actually being highlighted. He is, of course, taking his business away from Silicon Valley. He's sick and tired of the echo chamber there. And he's, of course, been warning for years that the tech companies are arrogant and clueless and less good for mankind than they believed comeuppance was coming. And of course, we're starting to see that taking effect. A lot of people who were some of the early founders there in Silicon Valley with Facebook, Twitter, elsewhere, speaking out about how terrible this has actually been for mankind.
Right. And this whole SJW faction of the tech industry has taken over basically the ideas of Silicon Valley. You know, if you don't go along with this, you are, you know, pushed out. Like James Damore at Google, he wrote his diversity memo, which if you've read through it, was not offensive or anything like that. He said, yeah, men and women are probably suited for, you know, different jobs or take interest in different career positions. And he was very quickly ostracized and kicked out of Google.
Science hurts people's feelings, though.
Yeah, facts are offensive.
Did you see the law school stomp out? No, you said there's only two genders. And
oh, right.
That was not a liberal arts college. That was a law school.
That's what they were offended by. Someone said that there were biological differences between men and women.
Right.
Which if you've ever met a man or a woman, you know there are differences between men and women.
Right. Yeah. And
I mean, it's really unbelievable.
So we have, you know, Mr. Thiel, of course, I think he's actually going to be starting a conservative network or something, but realizing that there is a massive vacuum that needs to be filled there, and he has the manpower to do it. He spoke at the RNC. He was an outspoken Trump supporter. He said he actually spoke to the president just a few months ago, but he wants to help rebuild this country. And I think that's pretty impressive that we've got someone like that who's seen the dirty inside, who's been a victim, of course, of the media. They're just trying to trash people and drag them out. We see, I think that was the Daily Beast or BuzzFeed, I can't recall which, that outed the Instagram daughters of
Pamela Geller.
Pamela Geller, of course, right. That tried to really, you know, separate that. You can't choose your parents, and they never were political or said anything of the sort. But of course,
but now, for whatever reason, death threats.
Right.
They didn't want any part of this. They're apolitical on their social media, and now they're receiving death threats because of these, you know, reckless doxing by the media of these two young women.
Right, or CNN going and confronting the woman at her home, harassing her. So then people now are able to go and harass her at her. Were you a Russian operative? I mean, it's really crazy how the double standard that is there. So at least we know we've got someone who's not afraid to fight back and to take these kind of trashy media outlets down, as well as take on the tech giants.
Well, Peter Thiel also helped take down Gawker.
Right.
He actually funded Hulk Hogan's lawsuit because I believe Gawker had outed him as being gay years before.
Right.
So it's kind of him getting back at this, you know, fake news outlet saying, all right, Hulk Hogan has a valid case against you guys. I'm going to fund it.
Right. Because there's no reason that the public needed to know any of those things. It wasn't in the public's interest. So if you're going to go post up a sex tape for no reason or out someone and there's absolutely zero reason why the public needs to know that, then you're going to get taken down for that. So he definitely held a vendetta for quite some time after that and then saw an opportunity here, you know, with the Hulk Hogan tape. But you are also wanting to talk about how Ted Cruz is now kind of taking on these tech giants. And, you know, this is something they're trying to say, oh, you know, we're a private business. We can do what we want. But they're also really showing their bias in the fact that they are completely silencing voices they don't agree with.
So back in January, Ted Cruz was questioning executives or representatives from Google, Facebook, and Twitter, asking them, is your business an open public forum? Are you censoring conservatives? Because like we've seen with the lawsuit from Prager University against YouTube demonetizing their educational content, these companies are targeting conservative voices, targeting Christian channels, targeting pro-gun channels. And he asked this question because, and phrases it in a specific way, because if they're not open public forums, they lose protection under the Communications Decency Act. So if they're not public forums and they do moderate and censor content, they become legally liable for the content that their users post. So say the hypothetical, YouTube loses this protection and someone uploads illegal content such as child pornography or other content that's illegal, YouTube could be held liable for that content. So that's not something that these companies want. They don't want to be found in court that they're not open public forums. So we'll just go ahead and play a little bit of that clip with Ted Cruz questioning these different tech giants.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Welcome to each of the witnesses. I'd like to start by asking each of the company representatives a simple question, which is, do you consider your companies to be neutral public fora? Ms. Becker?
Thank you, Senator. The mission of our company is to connect people. We do not look at ideology or politics. We want people to be able to connect and share who they are.
So I'm just looking for a yes or no, whether you consider yourself to be a neutral public forum.
We do not have any policies about political ideology that affect our platform.
Ms. Downs?
Yes, our goal is to design products for everyone, subject to our policies and the limitations they impose on the types of content that people may share on our products.
So you're saying you do consider YouTube to be a neutral public forum?
Correct. We enforce our policies in a politically neutral way. Certain things are prohibited by our community guidelines, which are spelled out and provided publicly to all of our users.
Mr. Manje?
Yes, sir.
Well, let me focus for a minute, Mr. Manje. As you know, there have been several videos that were released in recent weeks that I and a lot of other people find highly troubling. And so I want to give you an opportunity to respond to them. One individual, Abnaoff Vadravu, described as a former Twitter software engineer, was captured on video saying the following, quote, "One strategy is to shadow ban, so you have ultimate control. The idea of a shadow ban is that you ban someone, but they don't know they've been banned because they keep posting and no one sees their content. So they just think that no one is engaging with their content, when in reality, no one is seeing it. Is that a practice that occurs at Twitter?
No, sir, we do not shadow ban users.
And as we saw in the Project Veritas videos, too, people from Twitter and YouTube admitted to shadow banning or a lot of censoring.
Right, a lot of engineers doing that.
Caught on video, they weren't speaking on behalf of the company.
Is he under oath right now?
capacity. We do not shadow ban folks. What we do is if an account is spammy, meaning engaging in malicious automation, we will hide, make it harder for them to find.
Unless they're a Clinton Twitter bot.
If I could continue, sir. That was one of the reasons why the efforts that we saw with the Russian misinformation didn't hit as big a mark as they were hoping for. We were able to stop that.
Oh, now it's going from Russian hacking to Russian misinformation.
Named Mo Narai,
Lord Almighty.
Twitter content review agent, was quoted on video as saying, on stuff like that, it was more discretion on your viewpoint. I guess how you felt about a particular matter. Yeah, if they said this is, quote, pro-Trump, I don't want it because it offends me, this, that. And I say I banned the whole thing. And it goes over here.
So let's go ahead and jump to about the last 20 seconds of this video, because Ted Cruz says something very important at the end here, and it's that you can't have it both ways.
Right, exactly. And as we know, there's story after story where Twitter keeps censoring pro-lifers. Meanwhile, they're letting these openly anti-Semitic groups just run wild on their platform. So who do you stand with?
Right. So let's take a look at the very end of this video, about the last 20 or 30 seconds of it.
Censorship that we are seeing across the technology companies is highly concerning. And the opening question I asked you of whether you're a neutral public forum, if you are a neutral public forum that does not allow for political editorializing and censorship, and if you're not a neutral public forum, the entire predicate for liability immunity under the CDA is claiming to be a neutral public forum. So you can't have it both ways. Thank you.
You can't have it both ways. And I think this is the key, this is the bombshell to all of this when it comes to censorship of conservatives and others on these platforms, is these companies, it's going to bite them. Right. If they are found that they were censoring people specifically.
Right.
Because they can't have it both ways. They will lose their protection. We'll be back on the other side of the break to break this down further. You're watching The War Room.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria. Much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Fresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I am Leanne McAdoo, joined by Michael Zimmerman. Now, Michael, before the break, we were breaking down this clip with Ted Cruz, where he's just calling the tech, you know, you're trying to have it both ways. You just can't do it. You strike the InfoWars YouTube channel and then say, oh, our, we've got some new guys. They made a mistake. Oh, there's another strike. Oh, just kidding. I mean, they're toying with us.
Absolutely. Yeah. But who is it that was moderating the comments now? The SPLC or the ACLU? Totally not biased, not a biased organization, even though they call Alex Jones the number one thought criminal in the country. But what Ted Cruz is referring to is the Communications Decency Act, also known as the CDA, specifically Section 230 of it, which provides legal protection for users and also the companies themselves from the content that their users post. But this only applies if they are, quote, open public forums. If they're not, if they're censoring or being selective about content, they're required to be selective about all content. So every video uploaded to YouTube, which is something like 40,000 hours a day or something crazy like that, would have to be manually reviewed by someone.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube doesn't want to go for that. Facebook does not want to have manual reviewers and approval for every photo and every comment posted to their website.
Right.
Because if someone uploads, you know, say an ISIS training video or something that could be considered promoting terrorism.
Exactly.
If Facebook loses their status as a open public forum, and the legal protection under Section 230 of the CDA, Facebook would now be held liable for that terrorism, or could be.
Right, and of course we're starting to see that in other countries, that they're saying they are responsible for taking those videos down. Every day that they're up, they're getting fined like 30,000 euros or something like that. And so, of course, they don't want to see that happening here. Any word on what that would do? Because I know one of the ways that they've really hit us as well as others is taking away the advertising. So, right.
So they've massively demonetized our channel along with other channels. Prager University has an ongoing lawsuit regarding that because their videos are not offensive. They're educational. They're well cited. So you can't say a Prager University video is fake news when you go to their website and there's a whole page of citations. The people they have as their correspondents or the people voicing the videos are often professors, government officials from other countries. They had a series of videos with the head of the British Armed Forces in Afghanistan. They have, you know, all these very reliable sources, and their videos were demonetized by YouTube as hate speech.
Right. And then that's the thing that's just so funny is that it's that they don't take down the hate speech when people are actively anti-Semitic and, but then they do quickly get to taking down people who are for pro-life.
Right. And of course, there's also the whole thing going on this week that people have brought attention to Two of the organizers of the Women's March were pictured hanging out with Louis Farrakhan, who is verified on Twitter, who has said horribly anti-Semitic things.
Right.
And the leaders of the Women's March are okay with this, I suppose.
Right.
Which, of course, Linda Sarsour is one of the leaders of the Women's March, too. She was arrested yesterday outside of Paul Ryan's office in the Capitol.
Yeah, I actually just saw that on Twitter. Do we know why? Was it another stunt?
I think it was probably a stunt. I don't imagine they held her for anything. But I think she was blocking the office or being otherwise threatening.
Right.
But I think this is kind of the key to all of this is the CDA here, the Communications Decency Act. Because these companies, it would be awful for them as a business if they were to lose this protective status.
Right. And of course, thanks to Project Veritas, being able to get those undercover videos, getting them and their engineers on record talking about the nefarious deeds they're doing to block conservative content and things that they do not agree with. That's their job specifically to go in and do that. And, you know, we've been talking about this for more than a year now, just noticing it with our own, with the Facebook algorithms and the news feed. They were called out on that where they were injecting trending topics, or if there was an actual, organic trending topic that they would take that out of the trending topics.
We saw the views from President Trump's Facebook page massively decrease when they announced their new algorithm last month that they were going to show you more posts from your friends and family and not the different pages and brands that you follow.
Right.
So they have tweaked everything. And I don't know if that alone makes them not a quote open public forum, but the stuff that YouTube is doing, and like you mentioned, the Project Veritas videos, are definitely suggesting that they're not being open about it. So it'll be interesting to see over the next few months what Ted Cruz and others do about this, what Congress does about it, and see if they may come up with some new laws regarding these tech giants, because these companies are bigger now and have more of a monopoly on the internet than companies like Ma Bell was, you know, back in the day when they broke up Bell into AT&T and other companies when they got too large.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see what kind of things they face, because these companies have grown to a point where they're not just like, you know, small content providers, right? They're like a public service.
Right. I mean, this is where the president breaks his information. So if you're not allowed to be on Twitter, you're not able to listen to what the president of the United States has to say, because he doesn't go to the news media to get his side of the story across. He goes to Twitter. And so, you know, that it's just at this point, they've gotten too big. And again, you can't have it both ways. You want it to be this big that you would call for net neutrality,
you've
knowing
enjoyed
that it
all
never
these,
harm
you've
you.
You've enjoyed all these legal protections, too.
Right.
But then you're going to censor people and not be open. You also had some articles about AI and other things that Google's involved
in. Well, right. So I retweeted someone today, so I can't recall exactly who kind of made this great point. So we have Google now helping the Pentagon build AI for drones. I brought this story up yesterday. And they partnered with the United States Department of Defense. They're going to help the agency develop AI for analyzing drone footage. And of course, this move set off a firestorm amongst their employees, because they're saying, hey, wait a minute, I didn't realize I was signing up to help the government potentially kill people. You're using my invention, my technology, my help to help the government potentially drone people.
This is kind of crazy to hear about now, because people had made jokes on the internet that I've seen over the past year or two where Google has, you know, it'll show you a picture and it'll say, click the, to verify you're not a bot.
Right.
You know, click the photos that contain storefronts, click the photos that contain vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And people would make jokes about that and have like a shot from a military drone. And they say, click the squares that contain a wedding party. As we know, the
right.
U.S. droning of a wedding party. This had kind of been like a joke or a meme on the internet. And now this is becoming a real thing. Google's using what they learned from their, you know, machine learning and machine vision algorithms to help the military with drones.
Right. And so how can they say that they are, you know, not part of a public service or separate from the government? I mean, doesn't...
Well, now they're a contractor.
Exactly. I mean, they're using the artificial intelligence probably that we are helping them develop with our Pokemon Go and, you know, all the geospatial information that they're gobbling up from the American people, really unbeknownst to us, unless we're willingly giving that over.
Well, and like we pointed out on the show on Monday, if you're not paying for it, you are the product.
Mm-hmm.
You are being, you know, what is being sold. They're selling your data. And I've got another article that kind of ties into that. It's how Facebook really is spying on you, just not through your phone's mic. And this is from the Wall Street Journal. And here they break down A lot of people have theorized, oh, when you talk about something around your phone, then you start seeing ads for it on Facebook. They break down. They say, oh, no, we're not using your microphone. But what they are doing is you go to Walgreens and you check out there. You put in your phone number. That gets tied into a database.
Right.
They know what you purchased at Walgreens.
And they have all these connections with these data brokers.
Right. All these cookies. So they're buying and selling your information. And that's why it's so creepy that you'll see ads pop up for things that you were just talking about or thinking about, because it's either something you bought in a store or something you made a Google search for.
Right.
They're tracking every element of your lives.
Right. Making billions off of our data that we have no choice but to give over to them, and it's time for them to pay back. Stick around.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is Pollen Block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
the future, you must fight for it. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show. Everywhere I hear the
sound of fighting. All right, welcome back to The War Room. I'm Leanne McAdoo, filling in for Owen Schroyer, and I am joined here by Michael Zimmerman. And, of course, everyone, you know by now, the world really knows by now, of course, because even the mainstream media is getting in on the good laugh they're having at InfoWars under attack. And why? Why do they want to take us off the internet? Why do they want to curb your access to our information? Could it be because we have the conspiracy theories years ahead of time that turn out to be true? Then you have your mainstream outlets having to then report, oh yeah, by the way, you do have cameras spying on you in your television. Or, oh yeah, we are going to fill your entire smart home with devices that can spy on you or creepily laugh at you and ignore your commands. A lot of people now are reporting that their Amazon Echo users reveal that Alexa has been emitting bone-chilling laughs out of nowhere, cackling at random, and ignoring their commands. And people are saying, what is going on? A lot of people tweeting out, there's a good chance I get murdered tonight by my device. People are asking Alexa, you know, how much time do I have left on my timer? And she just lets out a cackle, a creepy laugh for no reason at all. And so what's happening here? Have the programmers done this as a big joke? Is Alexa just kind of learning herself how to kind of join in on the conversation with a little, a preset laugh there? I mean, really, there's no telling. We do know that, of course, like Siri's engineers have given her a lot of, interesting comebacks when you ask her certain questions, but
random laughing, I think, is the type of thing that's just going to kind of turn users off of using device.
Yeah, if I'm in my house and Alexa starts creepily laughing at me.
That's how it gets unplugged and tossed in a closet or thrown away. People aren't going to use your creepy voice assistant if it's laughing in the middle of the night.
Right. And or constantly every time you walk in the kitchen, I know because I was at my sister's got one. And while I was there, every time in the kitchen, it's like, ask me why this story's trending. Ooh, today is National Margarita Day. This is just constantly bombarding you with information you do not need, you do not want.
Would you like to buy something?
Oh, yeah. I see your refrigerator's low on milk. Should I tell your washing machine to get the Tide Pods ready?
Those are for eating in 2018, actually.
Well,
those go in the fridge, not in the laundry room.
Well, I want to go ahead and take a call from Daryl in Missouri. He's been waiting for quite some time, and you wanted to also chime in on the censorship of InfoWars. Go ahead, Daryl in Missouri.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to gender you.
Oh, that's funny. I'm glad that you're back on there. Mike Adams and Gary Franchi yesterday was great, and I love the product. Last November, when all the stuff was going on in St. Louis, I was active on my Facebook, and it was taken down. I think it was complained because I put some statistics up, and I was trying to get Bruce Franks Jr., a representative here in Missouri, to advocate for a political prisoner named Jeffrey Winehouse, who was shot by the Missouri State Highway Patrol. And I think my page was 8 years old. I had pictures of me and my wife's wedding, videos that I like, music, and it was just like me. And there's an interview with a guy, Lone Star 1776, that did an interview with me, and I told him I talked with Jeffrey, and I haven't made a new account. I feel like my chip's been cut off, you know. And we just love Mike Adams and all the information he puts out. And we have two small children. We don't vaccinate. And Orin Schroyer, I'm sorry, I'm saying his name wrong. He was talking about San Francisco out there, and he didn't mention the Ninth Circuit, the courts ruining America. This censorship will lead to putting you in a CMU prison. You know what a CMU prison is?
Tell me.
That's where Schaefer Cox is. It's a communications management prison that they put people in and that are inspirational prisoners. And he was railroaded, and we have many injustices. You know, I'm sure you know about the freedom to fascism with Ed and Elaine Brown, and that's where the censorship is going to lead to. And I'm just a regular guy, but I see the injustices that are going on, and it makes me really mad and also sad because I'm going to be having my seventh child. And
wow, yeah.
And I have four that are grown and two little ones, and super my male vitality. My wife's 3 months along, and she's 35, and I'm 50. So, and I love America, and I love freedom, and I don't want to see these men unjustly. You know, Jeffrey Winehouse was shot 4 times, and he was a journalist. He had a blog, and you might not agree with what he said, and he was censured with gunshots to the head, and he was wearing a watch that recorded the whole thing, and no one is held accountable. And that's something these people, I'm glad Ted Cruz is speaking up for us, and he's going to, you know, these companies, the gentleman with you was talking about, they need to be held accountable for what they're doing to you guys. I've listened to Alex a long time. There's been things I don't agree with, but I agree with everything that about freedom and just leaving the people alone.
Exactly. You don't have to agree with what someone's saying, but you have to agree with their right to say it.
Right. Well, Daryl, thank you so much for your call and for your support as well. That's really frightening thing you bring up with the thought criminals, the prisons for thought criminals. And of course, I mean, when does it end? Where does it end? And if we let these people get away with this just open bias and their open censorship, where we have the legacy media actually cheering on the shutting down of InfoWars and other sites because we're crushing them in the ratings and, you know, forcing them to have to admit that they misspoke on certain topics, or of course just reporting things that they don't want to report. They don't want to give that information to the American public, but we're forcing it out there, finally forcing a real change. Where does it end? Do we all end up in these prisons?
It's like what Drudge spoke about is the internet ghettos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got us in these virtual prisons too. You say something wrong on Facebook and they will block you from posting. I messaged a friend who's I'll just say who it is, Lucian Winthrop of Gateway Pundit on Facebook the other day. And he sends me a text. He goes, "Hey, I can't respond. I'm shadow banned on Facebook." So he showed up as available in Facebook Messenger. And I sent him a message and he had to respond with a text message because he can't even reply on Facebook.
Wow. And that's what they do. They want to corral everyone into using their Facebook Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they're tracking everything you're saying with your friends, but now you can't even talk to your friends. If you hadn't had the communication, phone numbers exchanged via your actual telephones, you wouldn't have been able to speak because, oh no, you can't even access Facebook Messenger now.
Right. And when you install it on an Android phone, they actually try to get you to replace your default text messaging app with Facebook Messenger. They want to get you totally within that system.
Wow.
So that if it's a Facebook friend, it'll send as a Facebook Messenger message. And if it's just a number you're texting, it'll send it as a text message. But they want you to get corralled into their systems, these digital prisons, so that they can control every aspect of your lives. Here's
and
an article
they want,
about...
They want you in these Chinese internet ID with your social credit. And then getting us used to just behaving or you're not going to be able to talk to your friends.
Well, and here's an article from CNBC saying Amazon could become the third biggest U.S. bank if it wants to. You would be a fool to move your money in there. The big banks we already have in the U.S. aren't good. You know, it's already Bank
Amazon,
of America is not great.
That can't even keep track of my banking information as it is whenever I want to make a purchase.
Right. So they want to get you completely within their system. They want you to have your food delivered by them. They want you to order everything from them. They don't want you going to the store. They'll send everything to you in boxes or in the future drones or whatever they've got planned. But now they want your banking. They want to control every element of your life. They want to have the Alexa in your house laughing at you. It's creepy. It's really creepy the direction all of this is going in, and people need to push back against it. Yeah, the big banks we have right now aren't great, but you don't want Amazon to be your bank.
Right. No, I mean, every time I purchase something off Amazon, I find that I've got my banks calling me going, "Hey, did you make this suspicious purchase out of Indonesia?" "No, I didn't."
Weird.
Well, we actually have some more weird news coming out of Indonesia. You're just on that Indonesia
beat. We had them killing shape-shifting tigers earlier in the week, and now we have more news out of Indonesia, also involving animals.
Yeah. Huh, interesting. Well, that'll be coming up next. Stick around. Thank you so much to our caller and, of course, to all of you for your continued support. We'll be right back after this.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate
because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to The War Room. I am Leanne McAdoo, back here in the studios here in Austin, Texas. And my goodness, I do not know what kind of funk is going around right now, but I have been hit with the allergens. I woke up at like 2:30 in the morning with my lungs were on fire. I could not go back to sleep. My skin was like burning, itching, something in the air. And yes, friends, Lung Cleanse has saved my life today. This, I have to use it about every 30 minutes, but it's keeping me from constantly coughing and hacking. This is awesome. This is one of our InfoWars Life Select products, which is on sale. All of those products are about 40% off right now. And
some products even up to 80% off.
Right. I mean, we are just
like one of the best sales that we've ever had going, still going on right now. Operation Paul Revere, which was our 34-hour live stream last week, continuing on through the rest of this week. Alex extended the sale out so people can try these incredible products.
Yeah. And this, I'm telling you guys, the lung cleanse, we don't talk about this one enough, but you can really feel it when you're here in a place like Austin, Texas. Every single person gets this weird funk whenever, I don't know if it's the cedar, it's the mold, it's something.
But everything going around in the spring.
Everyone. And then, of course, I get the call, hey, you know, we need you for the war room. So that means you have to be able to speak. And the lung cleanse is really helping pull me through these few hours. But, of course, this is our mega special that we are having right now. Other things on sale, of course, Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off. We've got the Real Red Pill, 50% off. Biome Defense, 50, as well as the True Way are also 50% off. Clearance Apparel right now, 80% off. And we've got the Aegis Armor Backpack Insert for 20% off.
Those are excellent. They're incredibly light, pretty thin too. Like thinner than a book. You can just slide that in like the laptop compartment of a backpack. I have one in the backpack that I travel with. I've taken it through TSA security. They don't say anything of it. You're allowed to travel with it. And it's good to have because
right. You
don't know where you might be that, you know, this could very well save your life.
Right.
It's incredibly lightweight compared to a lot of the other heavy steel body armor out there. It's carbon nanotube technology. The best, you know, state-of-the-art stuff out there on the market. Definitely check those out too.
Right. And check out our prebiotic fiber from InfoWars Life, which is an excellent way to go ahead and take care of your gut. Something a lot of people really need help with after the winter season, the holiday season, kind of really, you know, not taking care of yourself in that regard, just eating whatever and all those comfort foods, as well as wine and beer and things like that, can really kind of throw your gut out of balance. And the prebiotic fiber is really good for helping to support the good bacteria in your body. It'll help you feel fuller and it amplifies your probiotic count. And that is gonna really help you getting ready for bikini season as well,
my friend. It works very well with the FloraLife probiotic too.
Right.
The two of those work synergistically. They pair together and right out of the gates, it's 50% off, only $17.76. So you definitely want to try that out because once it's gone, it might not be in stock for months.
Right. Exactly. So all these mega specials, take advantage of them right now. And of course, you are helping us support this broadcast as we are once again facing down the onslaught from the mainstream media, a bunch of random lawsuits all at once, of course, that, you know.
Most recently, Pepe the Frog.
Right. Old Pepe. I don't know. It feels like Pepe, kind of the creator, got cucked himself. Which, that's kind of in our soy boy stack. So we can kind of move on. Owen Schroyer is not here to laugh at liberals. So Michael Zimmerman and I have come
we'll
up
have
with
to do our best.
Soy boy stack. And this was something I saw Paul Joseph Watson tweet this article. He said, what is this fresh cancer? But the Hollywood Reporter has featured the triumph of the beta male. And, of course, they're celebrating the triumph of the beta male. The photograph features male cast members from the HBO comedy series Silicon Valley. And so this is a Mike Judge created show. So as we know, the man is kind of a psychic and he has his finger on the pulse of what's going to be coming down the line as far as the future. And, you know, in Silicon Valley, the triumph of the beta male. So I don't know. Should we blame him?
I think the show does a lot of making fun of. I've seen the first two seasons of it. It does a lot of making fun of this whole tech left culture in Silicon Valley and just how absurd it is. These companies, they all just sit around in beanbag chairs and it's super absurd.
At one point
they bring in, I think, an elephant or something to the offices in Hulu, which is supposed to be Google. But this photo is just weird.
Yeah, they got their hands in each other's pockets.
I mean,
yeah, people are just saying, come on, women prefer real men. Of course, the billionaire beta men can temporarily get a hot woman with all that cash, but eventually they'll end up moving on because, hey, it's called biology. As we know, a recent study came out that said, oh, newsflash, men with muscles and money are more attractive to straight women and gay men. And this was a Newsweek article. Can't really tell, you know, if they were upset about the fact that gender roles aren't progressing after all of the constant onslaught trying to beat us down and make us accept the rise and triumph of the beta male. People are saying, no, you know, there are still these biological things that have been with us for millennia and they're not going anywhere. Even after this news out of CNN, cuckolding can be positive for some couples. So this is CNN trying to kind of...
It's cool to be a cuck.
They're like, you know, in our current political climate, the term cuck, you know, short for conservative, it's become an insult. So they kind of do this little deep dive into this and they say, you know what? This is a good word. We're going to wear it proudly because it can be good.
We're going to take back cuckolding.
It can be positive for some couples. So, but again, the gender roles are not progressing because you can try and tell us that we're attracted to these beta males, but we're not.
And there's lots of articles out there, and you could just search engine this, women less happy over the past 30, 40 years than they were previously. Because there is this big push that it's not okay to be a woman who wants to stay at home and raise a family anymore. You shouldn't want that. You should want to go to a job. You should only want to see your kids in the evenings. You should send your kids off to daycare. My mom stayed at home with my sister and I until we started school. And those are, I think, some of the like best years of, you know, your kid's life
right, that
you can get to spend with them.
Yeah.
And my mom took us on all kinds of trips around Austin and around Texas because we had all this time, you know, to spend together with me, my sister, my mother, while my dad went off to work. And she was very happy. She didn't feel oppressed that she stayed at home with us. She loved doing it.
Right. And obviously she did a tremendous job because you turned out exceptionally well. My sister, she had for years, she was running the hospital system in Houston and finally just said, you guys are sucking the life out of me. Meanwhile, my kids are getting raised by these daycares. She comes home and the kids are like cussing and saying words like, where did you even learn that? And so they're being raised by these people who don't even pay attention. Half the time they're like, I just read a story. They were giving them edibles and gummies so they would sleep during nap time.
Yeah, melatonin-laced gummy bears.
Right, or setting them up a kids' daycare fight camp and uploading it to YouTube. So you have no idea who's taking care of your kids. It's such an important job, especially, you know, we can see the country's kind of in a crisis right now with where people are at. But here's another thing. Male fertility is in a crisis and they don't actually know why. The average sperm count has died by 52% in the past four decades. And men are leaving it later and later before trying to have a child. So in more than half the cases when a couple is having trouble becoming pregnant, it's that the male isn't able to, his sperm count's low or they're not good swimmers. But the academics, they don't know why. They can't figure it out. They know that...
We don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
Oh, we have this toxic environment. We've got all this stuff in our food and water. What could possibly be causing
this increase
in fertility?
We know it's absolutely dependent on high levels of testosterone, but we should know how it works and why, and we still don't.
I had to take a computer for service yesterday to the Apple store here in Austin. And when I gave them my email address after dropping it off, the guy goes, InfoWars, you believe in the gay frog thing? And I go, yeah, I do. Look it up for yourself. Look up atrazine. It's one of the largest runoff contaminants in our water supply. It's a UC Berkeley study. You can find it on PubMed.gov. You know, this is well-documented stuff. We have all these toxins in our environment.
Right.
But yeah, they are decreasing fertility. So
estrogen mimickers and all the plastics and all the fast
BPA,
food containers.
On receipts even.
Right.
You know, you stick that in your pocket. Is that getting absorbed through your skin? We're just surrounded by this stuff. So yeah, of course. It shouldn't be a surprise that fertility is in crisis and people aren't able to have children.
Right, but they can't ever go there. They can't ever talk about the pharmaceutical companies and all the runoff that's going in our water. You know, that has to be left over into the conspiracy theory fringes, and then we're just going to shut down those conspiracy theory fringes. So you'll never learn the
drugs.
Truth of why you're no longer having children. And then, by the way, we'll just tell you that's why you need to import a whole block of foreign invaders.
Because we've got a declining population. We need to bring
population in
some new friends.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Zimmerman. I will be joined in studio by Darren McGreen coming up next. So stick around.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome BrainForce, Anthroplex, My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com, but instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
On the front cover of the current issue of Hollywood Reporter, it has members of the male cast of Silicon Valley putting their hands in each other's pockets in a very sexual way with the headline, "The Triumph of the Beta Male, the Victory of the Beta Male," there to be celebrated for all to see. But what's really being said here? They're saying if you act like a domesticated, twisted version of an effeminate creature, that somehow you're going to end up in dominant positions in the corporate world. Because you see, Jeff Bezos and all the rest of the heads of the tech titan companies are cold-blooded globalists who are committed to consolidating wealth and viciously dehumanizing the population. If you look at Apple, you look at Facebook, Twitter, you look at Amazon, all these companies pay either zero or next to zero taxes in the United States. They've all basically moved to China. Apple's actually merged with the Chinese government. But they project this issue of the beta male out into the population like it's cool and trendy, so people accept the fact that they've been emasculated, growing up indoors, watching television, playing video games, eating massive amounts of estrogen mimickers, not just the soy milk, but the BPA and the rest of it and the plastics. And so they're basically making it cool, this synthetic transformation that has been engineered over the males. And the chemicals are so powerful that in most areas of the United States, 50 to 80% of the amphibian life is sterile. And in many cases, according to scientific studies, the male frogs prefer other male frogs, and so the female frogs never get their eggs fertilized, and so the amphibian populations are nosediving just like fish populations and other. But then again, the soy boy is taught to just giggle, to laugh, to make it all a big joke, and it's no big deal, their own demise. They're taught to love the transformation that's taken place. And now with the genetic engineering and the genetic drift happening and the mutations exploding on our species. So if you looked at any other species and said they're going sterile, their IQs are dropping, their males are shriveled and weak, you would say, look at the decline of the polar bear, or look at the decline of this type of praying mantis, or look at the decline of the red-tailed hawk, or look at the cause of pesticides on the condor falcon's eggs, almost making them go extinct.
But instead, it's the triumph of the beta male. Now, I've been friends with Mike Judge for years, creator of Silicon Valley, Beavis and Butthead, King of the Hill. And he's a patriot. He's a libertarian. And I've seen the show. I don't think overall its message is bad in all cases, but it is a modern message. The point is the media takes what he's saying about Silicon Valley and then projects the idea that it's the triumph of the beta male. Silicon Valley is the triumph of alpha predators posing as other beta males and being part of the whole globalist engineering program that the former White House science czar John P. Holden wrote about the year I was born in 1974. The 1,100-page book is free online. I'd advise you all to go scan over it. How they called for the emasculation of males with estrogen mimickers in the food and water. So look into all this. Now, for women, it's causing them to be hyper-feminine, but it's accelerating the aging of their ovaries, of their uterus, and of their breast tissue. All sexual tissue in the female body is associated with reproduction is being aged at a very accelerated rate. And when you have higher levels of glyphosate in the water, another estrogen mimicker, it actually accelerates even more and gives you cancer. All of this is admitted incontrovertible fact. But again, they call it a triumph, so it's a beautiful thing. And they have why the future doesn't need us and all these publications about the earth after humans and we're a scourge. They're teaching us to hate ourselves. The globalists are teaching us to turn off our life force, to turn off our instincts. So there's that report on InfoWars.com. It's critical for people to understand. Then the soy boys get together and mimic their bosses above them, the robber baron technocrats posing as liberal trendies who wear camouflage uniforms of, you know, Patagonia vest and, you know, little skinny jeans and all the rest of it. It is a camouflage cover so that other alpha males that are still left, despite the chemical warfare and the social warfare and the biological warfare, don't notice that they're being taken control of and being enslaved. And then the globalists are very good at then organizing the betas into what they call beta armies. And remember, I've been telling you about this for years. And now you're seeing it be mainstream news that the nerd armies, the beta armies. Well, the nerd armies are being enslaved themselves. But if they believe they're part of the ruling class and are in on the big joke and in on the censorship at Google, Facebook, Twitter, Apple, you name it, they'll go along long enough until the AI and the algorithms and the Chinese communists who are now taking over Apple are able to replace them. And that's exactly what's happening. They're just like IBM engineers I knew 20 years ago. Several of them were my friends. And they thought, oh, Alex, they'll never get rid of us. Sure, we're replying. We're training our replacements. And then years later, when they got let go, first their pay got cut, then they got let go. They understood then that they were destroying their own economy. When you demand a better economy and better pay and more complex systems, it's upwardly mobile. But when you bring in centralized systems, command and control systems, it limits choices and vertically integrates wealth. And there's many examples of this in history, but just look at capitalism versus communism and other command and control systems like fascism and socialism. They do not work at all because they're not designed to work for the average person. They're designed to work for a predatory elite. Then if you see another story on InfoWars.com right now, it's how in major studies, in a new big study that Sky Television did in the UK, people find women that say they're feminist incredibly unattractive and don't want to have anything to do with them. Well, the plan is to get women to be unattractive and to not be into a normal mammalian pattern and to have men so arrested in their development that they only want to hang around with other men like they're 12-year-old boys. It's not a gay thing. It's a arrested development thing. So the two sexes never get together. And then if the sexes do want to get together, there's so much Me Too movement demonizing the whole system between men and women coming together that it also stifles that, and the studies show it as well. And again, you pull back, it's the triumph of the end of humanity, the triumph of a death culture, the triumph of a culture committing suicide, a triumph of the fall of humanity as we know it, and the upwardly mobile renaissance systems that could take us to the stars. And it's being done because a breakaway civilization has decided the general public doesn't deserve to be part of the future or the life extension or any of the mysteries of the universe that we fellow humans have discovered and developed. They intend to cut the resources off, use governmental and corporate systems to extract the wealth and ideas, put it through a cultural wall
of the breakaway civilization while they build their structure and while we ourselves are basically then just recycled. That's the plan. This isn't a video game. It's not a science fiction book. It's the real world. But a lot of people have decided to be delusional through their cognitive dissonance and to decide they're part of the structure, even though that structure is destroying them, and to imagine that they're actually part of the power structure and are alphas. So this whole beta thing is a alpha-directed, psycho-alpha-directed system organizing betas into quasi-alpha groups, but only as part-time seasonal mercenaries in their own destruction. All right, that is the prime computation analysis, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Please research everything I've said. You'll find out it's all in the public venue. The globalists believe you're complete idiots. I believe in you. I have to believe in you because I know it's a feedback loop. If I start believing you don't matter, if I start believing you're scum, then why should I care about my own children and the future for them? I do believe in my children. I believe in you and I believe in your children. And I believe you should come together and understand the attack on humanity. And men and women should come together and realize our species has come so far together and reclaim our survival instinct and break free from the conditioning and move to the next level. And I call on the executives and other people that are mid-level and high-level who've been serving this, who've called me, who are so scared to break through the fear, follow your human guts and instincts and survival instinct that brought us here from so far away in distant time and from other distances so that we can truly reach our potential and not be robbed of our entire future. This is the war for the future. And I'm Alex Jones, your chronicler.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber, and it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture FloraLife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes.
Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the Body, the Alpha Power, and the Pollen Block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. And it's not a silver bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a silver bullet.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I am Leanne McAdoo. Joining me now is Darren McBreen.
I was playing some air guitar.
Yes. Do such a lovely job with those lead-ins there. With a booming voice.
Well, thank you very much.
I need one for myself, though, because I am not Owen Schroyer.
True.
Surprise.
We need to make the fill-ins. We need to make. Would it be weird if I did my own, though?
No.
Okay. I could do my own.
People know your voice by now.
Actually, I'm mistaken a lot of times as John Bound. Hey, you John Bound. I recognize your voice. I take that as a compliment, too. I think that's pretty cool.
You have that bassy voice going on.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Well, we do have a couple phone calls left on the line. We will be getting to Sunny in Minnesota and Antoine in California in just a minute. Michael Zimmerman wanted me to get to this bit of news. He's on the Indonesia beat right now, and specifically with stories pertaining to Indonesia's treatment of their animals. Earlier this week, we saw the story that almost made me cry, where they took out, was it a tiger they took out? A shape-shifting tiger. It was massive, hiding under someone's house, not bothering anybody, but thought it was a shapeshifter, so they took him out. Beat him with clubs. But now, an Indonesian zoo, infamous for the mistreatment of animals, is being slammed again by activists after a video emerged of one of its orangutans smoking. Smoking orangutan. The guy's just, you know, what else is he going to do? Apparently he likes smoking cigarettes. So the smoking great ape is now further evidence of a lack of supervision and education at the Bandung Zoo.
He'd probably rather smoke some stuff from Colorado.
So, you know, if you flick it into his cage, he might go ahead and pick it up and say, well, this is what the humans are doing, because that's what happens.
But they get addicted to those cigarettes. He probably wants them.
Right, exactly. Okay. Yeah. You know, a young man flicked his half-smoked cigarette into the primate's enclosure, and he picked it up and expertly puffed on it.
Oh, wow.
So he probably waits for people to flick their...
Monkey see, monkey do.
Exactly. Exactly. So thank you, Michael Zimmerman. Stay on the Indonesia beat for us. Always some good stories coming out of that part of the world. McBreen, what do you got for us today?
We're being attacked.
Yeah.
CNN. You know, this is the thing. Every time I turn on the television, it seems like, or every time I look at my cell phone, CNN is always harassing us. They're always attacking us. You guys could pull this article up right here real quick for me. And this is one of their latest headlines. Facebook and YouTube fail to block conspiracy theories. And this is from CNN Tech. Advertisers flee InfoWars founder Alex Jones's YouTube channel. Yeah, that's because CNN has like a whole panel of employees that monitor everything we do.
Right.
And so
they wouldn't have a job without us.
Yeah. Hey, at least we're, you know,
we're keeping their people employed.
We're filling the job market, right? But no, they're trying to shut us down. And they've got these CNN employees that monitor everything we do. And when they're on YouTube and they, every once in a while, there'll be an advertisement that pops up before one of our videos. And then they contact the sponsor and they say, hey, do you guys realize that you're advertising on one of those conspiracy theorist shows? Shame. Shame,
shame,
shame. How dare you? So now we've got Nike, 20th Century Fox, Paramount Pictures, et cetera, threatening to pull their advertisements off of YouTube. So trying to shut us down. Mm-hmm. And if you guys could cue up clip number 12 for me, I just want to play a short news clip. This was from today, I believe, very recently anyhow. This is from CNN, where they are pressuring YouTube and Facebook to block our videos. And this is just one of the many countless attacks against InfoWars by CNN now on a daily basis. Check it out.
Tech's biggest companies are once again the platform for conspiracy theories, forcing both YouTube and Facebook to apologize. A top trending YouTube video suggested David Hogg, an outspoken survivor of the mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, is an actor. Hogg was also trending on Facebook with false theories about him. Several of the top results suggested the same false information. Hogg, of course, has knocked down those claims. Facebook removed the content. YouTube took down the video, but this isn't the first time. They have been unable to.
All right, that's good, guys. You get the gist of it. So this is like a daily thing now. It's just like, at least they're talking about us, but it's evident that they're trying to take us down. Mm-hmm. And as far as I'm concerned, and Alex has said it before as well, it's racketeering, because it's not just censorship. I think everyone knows by now that InfoWars, we are kicking their ass when it comes to the internet and social media. We are their competition. Mm-hmm. And that's how they see us. And I think that they also, this could be the CNN vendetta for getting Trump elected, because they blame us for getting Trump elected.
Right.
I think we'll take the credit for that. We don't take the blame, but we'll take some of the credit.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on. And they've also admitted on their own website, CNN has repeated inquiries to YouTube about InfoWars, basically saying they're violating your guidelines. Mm-hmm. Pull them down. And that's what's going on. And this is, it used to be once a month, once every couple months. Now it's almost every single day.
Right. Well, I'm just thinking, like, how pathetic are some of these people that that's all they have to do is make phone calls to these advertisers. I mean, we saw this with Breitbart. We saw Media Matters bragging about how they were able to really push Facebook to abide by their demands. And this is what they're doing, is they're keeping the pressure on. One of those Saul Alinsky tactics is to keep the pressure on.
It is a Saul Alinsky tactic.
It totally is. And they're well trained in this, and they're willing to have, 50 people make 5 phone calls a day, or whatever numbers of people. They organize all these people and they say, okay, you make 5 phone calls to each of these advertisers. And then so the advertisers are thinking, wow, we're getting this onslaught from all these concerned people.
Yeah, I wonder if they even identify themselves and say they're from CNN. I'd seriously doubt it.
Right. Or CNN or any of these other little leftist organizations that are put together. I mean, they could probably, I'm sure someone out there could do the research. There's probably a company you can call that will do these phone calls on your behalf. That's
okay.
All they do.
And this reminds me of during the run-up to the election, we know for a fact that Hillary Clinton, her campaign, they spent $1 million on this. And I don't know how many people they hired, but I do know they spent $1 million for internet trolls.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that talked bad about Hillary, you would see their comments coming up.
Right.
On YouTube and the comment section on different web pages and everything, paid trolls by the Hillary campaign.
Right. And earlier, Michael Zimmerman and I showed the clip there with Ted Cruz, where Twitter's saying, well, sometimes we will shut down any bots, where if we see some bot activity or some spam activity, we'll shut that down. But why weren't they shutting down these paid Clinton bots? I mean, because I was getting them constantly whenever I would
those are
tweet
good
anything
bots.
Against.
It's good bots versus bad bots. But those
exactly.
were paid bots. And of course it's continuing. And it reminds me, Matt Drudge. Remember when Drudge was here a few years ago?
Of course.
He told us, he said, look, a Supreme Court justice told me it's over for you. It's over for you. Censorship is on the way. So with the inner circles, it's a big club and we're not in it. They've been talking about this for a long time. Now they're implementing it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to mean to cut you off. I just wanted, soon after Drudge said that, Washington Post came out with an article denouncing the Drudge Report for having links to InfoWars.
Right. I mean, it's incredible. And we were warned. And of course, Matt Drudge is kind of a prophet out there. He's got his finger on the pulse and came right here to warn us. And we got the word out. And immediately after that, we see even President Obama coming out saying, well, we need to get back to the days when we had just 3 news outlets.
And when we had total control of the media.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality.
We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life
is under attack. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Just like that guy.
I do a pretty good impersonation of that dude.
So this segment, we want to talk a little bit about guilt by association.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You're only guilty if you're on one side of the aisle, of course, if you're on the left and you're guilty of associating with anti-Semites and others. We will completely overlook that even happened. Now,
a long time ago when I was a young lad in the late 80s, I learned... a long time ago, that the mainstream media could be full of their BSU, right? Mm-hmm. We can't cuss on this show, so I guess. But you know, they're full of crap. How's that? So what happened? I went to an Ozzy Osbourne concert in the late 80s, right? And I came back and on the news, it was crazy because it says Ozzy Osbourne performed the song Jump for Life and a teenager jumped off the balcony and killed himself, right? And I was like, I was there. That didn't happen. Now it was true. Both of those things happened, but the kid jumped off the balcony before the warm-up band was even on the stage, right? But if you hear both of those together, you think he must have been playing and it influenced him to jump off.
Right.
So it's kind of guilt by association. We hear the same thing today where if you read an article where it's far right-wing conspiracy theorists say that those Florida high school student survivors are crisis actors and YouTube is pulling down the Alex Jones channel, mm-hmm. right? Those two together, both things are true, but we never called them crisis actors. Now, more recently, you have far right wing supremacists are putting swastikas up on posters with Pepe the Frog.
Mm-hmm.
And the creator of Pepe the Frog is suing Alex Jones.
Right.
Both things are true, but we would never put a swastika with anything, not even on our tennis shoes.
Right.
So it's guilt by association, and it's an old game the left and the establishment have been playing for a very long time. And it reminds me of the SPLC, who is now, by the way, the gatekeeper of YouTube. I don't know if you heard about that. The SPLC, right. The Southern Poverty Law Center, one of the most racist, anti-American, anti-Christian, anti-Trump, anti-patriot, leftist radicals on the planet. They've been hired by YouTube to monitor basically they're looking out for anybody that might be bullying somebody or harassing anybody. The SPLC has been hired to do it, if you can believe that.
Right. And I know we've reported, called them out on some of their absolute bias and just misinformed accusations that they make against people. But these are going to be the fair and balanced moderators of YouTube and others. It's and
like Snopes.
Exactly. You know? Like Snopes. And people need to be more outraged about this. But that's the thing, is they go after the groups like InfoWars that you could easily just ignore and go, oh, I hate that guy. Who cares if they take down his channel? I don't care. They start with the easy target that people won't fight for.
That's the danger. They demonize InfoWars, or they demonize Alex Jones. They demonize us. And that way, if we get pulled down, oh, CNN will run the headline, Alex Jones may have told one too many conspiracy theories, or right. He's one conspiracy theory away from being shut down. He's right. The same guy that said no kids died at Sandy Hook. And that way everybody's like, oh, well, we don't care if he gets shut down. I mean, that guy's right. Crazy. That's okay.
Right, because people don't even need to read for themselves or come to the site and look and see what we're actually
saying.
They
don't go beyond the headlines. Right. And even one of our videos, and of course we did title it The Truth About Crisis Actors in Florida, I think was the title, something like that. But we never said they were crisis actors. That was just, the truth was, we don't believe they're crisis actors. Mm-hmm. We just believe they've been coached. We believe they've been exploited by the left, which is pretty evident. And it was also very curious that they didn't have a bunch of kids from the football team up there. It seemed to be a lot of kids from the debate team and the drama class with the drama teacher behind them every step of the way. So they were exploited. That was what this was all about. That's all we said. You will never find a video where we called them crisis actors. And some people say, well, that's because it was taken down, that they took it down. No, we put those videos back up, Drudge linked to them. 7+ million people watched them. Never once said they were crisis actors. Yet we take an InfoWars microphone out on the street with our InfoWars logo, and I guarantee you, people are going to approach us and say, how dare you say that those kids were crisis actors? Because right. That's how it works.
Right. They just repeat the brainwashing, just like the guy said to Zimmerman about the gay frog meme. Wait, they don't even know where that comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people just, they wear the hats, or I've seen the artwork sprayed up around town. And, you know, they don't even know where that comes from. They just know that it's a meme or something, or that Alex Jones is just spouting this out. When they're not even listening to the full clip and seeing why he's saying that or why he's so upset. And maybe you would be upset too, and that's why your testosterone is so low, if you would just pay attention.
Yeah, soy boys.
Yeah, but they just want to shut it all down. Another just kind of an example of just the hypocrisy. So you'll recall a couple weeks ago, Joy Behar on The View. Yeah, she was basically calling Mike Pence crazy because he said he takes his advice from God. He listens to God.
Jesus talks to him just like he talked to Martin Luther King, and he talks to me. That doesn't mean an audible voice, but continue.
Right, exactly. And so she was allowed to just go on her show to millions of people and call him crazy and, oh my gosh, well, this is, you know, someone running our country. Then, of course, Oprah comes out and says that she would run for president if she heard from God. She needed a clear spiritual sign from God if she would run for president. I didn't hear Joy call her crazy or say she's insane because she feels like she has a direct connection.
It's the liberal logic. It's the double standard by the left. Of course, that's how they're going to play that.
Right.
And like I said, Martin Luther King used to say it all the time. And in fact, that was a meme I saw somewhere where, you know, Martin Luther King said the same thing. Jesus spoke to him. Jesus speaks to me every day. So that doesn't mean I'm crazy. Trust me. I know it's him. And, I base my decisions, at least I try to, as much as I can. Doesn't mean we're crazy.
And millions of people do all around the world. Mm-hmm. But that's totally okay for her to insult you and me and everyone else.
What do you expect from her though? That's, right. Business well, it's just, usual it gets, on the view, you know?
It just gets old. And of course we also have the Women's March leaders, of course, who are now getting a lot of, kickback. They're doing damage control over their ties to Louis Farrakhan because two of the Women's March leaders have close ties to the Nation of Islam leader. He's a notorious anti-Semite. And so then 9 days later, it takes them 9 days to issue this statement, in an attempt to say, you know, we think it's a distraction and we don't agree with what he says. You know, they didn't disavow. You remember how they were like, disavow, disavow. Meanwhile, Trump's like, what are you even talking about? Who is the guy? But they just kept constantly saying disavow, making people think that he has ties with white supremacists.
It's guilt by association. Exactly. Is that what you're trying to say?
Exactly. But for these girls, who are Linda Sarsour and Tamika Mallory. Yes, Tamika Mallory, that she attended a Nation of Islam conference February 25th, where Farrakhan was railing against Jews and white people, and he praised Mallory by name, as she's seen applauding during his speech. And initially, she defended Louis Farrakhan by implying that religious leaders are supposed to consider Jews their enemies.
Members of the Black Caucus, including Maxine Waters, when they boycotted Trump's last State of the Union, they went and met with Farrakhan instead.
Right. You
know? So, I mean, this is what they do. I don't know how Farrakhan could be the leader of one of the, that guy's a bad man. I mean, you talk about a racist, that guy, just look him up and see what he said about he wants white genocide, all that other stuff.
Right. Exactly. And so, you know, we see Linda Sarsour as well. They've all kind of.
Was she wearing her Colin Kaepernick jersey?
I'm not sure.
She often does.
Right. Well, and, you know, so people are calling for them to step down, saying you're going to ruin this movement. And it's not, you know, you wanted to have Bernie Sanders as the speaker and not Hillary Clinton. We see through you now. We see through your agenda. By the way, if you're conservative or pro-life, you're not a woman who's allowed at the Women's March. So it's just a total fraud, just like this contrived March for Life is just an idea whose time has come, 50 years in the making of this leftist agenda. All right, stick around. We're going to be right back with more War Room right after this.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our Immune Support Infusion Blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
And thank you for sticking around. We got our final segment here with the War Room. I am joined by Darren McBreen, of course. You hear his lovely voice every day on the liners. And I'm Leanne McAdoo. So happy to be back here in Austin temporarily. I know some of you have asked if I'm back full time, but
oh, man,
I know it's kind of sad. I miss being here in the action.
But you visit often, and that's
yeah, cool. It's kind of the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. I think I get to be with my family and my friends.
That's right.
So, as everyone knows, we are under attack. I know you had another really important point about the SPLC with their demonization and the guilt by association.
Well, I guess it's alarming to me that they are training much of our nation's police departments and law enforcement agencies, because you get these young recruits and they will show, as far as these extremist groups, the SPLC will train them and say, look, these are members of the KKK, Aryan Brotherhood, some real bad guys that are legitimately bad people. And they say these guys are dangerous, but then they lump other people like InfoWars into that same group. And that's where the guilt by association comes from. So they've even gone as far as calling Ben Carson an extremist.
Right. I think Laura Milo Yiannopoulos is on there.
Milo's on there for sure. Public enemy number one is Alex Jones. He's at the very, very top.
Right.
So it's extremely dangerous. And this is what happens when people see those groups lumped together. They just associate them, and that's just, it's a bad thing.
Right.
And we get people, that's why if you wear an InfoWars shirt sometimes, racist, racist, they're trained by the SPLC, and now the SPLC is, we were saying earlier, the gatekeeper to YouTube. They are monitoring, you know, to see if we are harassing or bullying people. And it's not just InfoWars. I want to make this perfectly clear. We are obviously being attacked, but we're not the only ones. We get reports from all across the country, all across the world. We're just individuals. Someone, Zimmerman knows a guy that owns a sandwich shop that posts something on Facebook, was taken down because he put David Hogg is, he didn't call him a Christ actor. He said he can't remember his lines on television.
Right.
And they pull him down for bullying a kid who's a public figure.
Right.
Last week and last month, you couldn't turn on the television without seeing the guy's face.
Right. You come into the public arena, you got to be ready for
That's
it.
That's right.
It
I mean, he is the poster child for the anti-gun poster child for the left right now. Youthful idiot David Hogg can't take it. You know, if you say anything about him, and he's been very critical about us on Twitter, calling out films
he's calling people, millions of Americans, child murderers.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, if you're saying stuff like that, you need to be ready.
If you want to get in the ring, buddy, be ready. You better
be ready to take a hit
instead of crying to mama or crying to CNN.
Well, speaking of people getting pulled down off of Facebook, one of our callers who has been waiting very patiently, Sunny in Minnesota, wants to talk about really that exact same situation. This is something I've heard about, friends, people being put in Facebook jail for posting something inappropriate. Are we ready for Sunny?
Hello?
Thanks for waiting.
Hello?
Sunny.
Hey there.
Hey, welcome to the war room.
Okay, well, first I just want to say that I think Leanne is smoking hot. But anyway, I got a bunch of friends that are Trump supporters, you know, from Minnesota to Florida, California, wherever, on Facebook, and there's a lot of times we'll post a meme that kind of compares the left's agenda to Nazi Germany before Hitler took over, and those memes will disappear, they'll get pulled down, and we have a term we call Facebook jail, where they'll say you can't, like the first strike, you can't be communicating on Facebook for a week, and then
right.
The more strikes you get, the longer the period is.
Yeah, because, you know, just like you were pointing out, just the guilt by association of just putting that mental image side by side in people's minds, it's very effective. Just like with memes, putting it side by side. Look, hey guys, you're calling everyone else a fascist, but let's take a look at what was actually going on in Nazi Germany before, you know, Hitler's rise. This is, you know, you guys are actually performing his dirty work for him. That's a powerful meme. It makes people think. So we got to shut that down.
It's straight up censorship. And,
right.
And I was just saying this. It's funny that you called about this and I was just talking about it. It's happening everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just out of control. But you do the same thing. You post something about Donald Trump, put a Hitler mustache on him, all that. You can do whatever
It'll
you want
viral.
With Trump. And when I was younger, they used to make fun of seeing, Saturday Night Live used to make fun of Jimmy Carter. And it was cool to make fun of Jimmy Carter. And I found myself one day talking to some people at a party, and I was making fun of Jimmy Carter, and I caught myself mimicking what I learned from Saturday Night Live. I didn't know a damn thing about Jimmy Carter. It was just what I learned from television.
Right.
Man. So that's what's going on with a lot of young people today on steroids times 100. Trump is, they're all out to get Trump.
Well, Godspeed to you, Sonny, and your thought crimes. We appreciate it. Let's move on to Antoine in California, because you have been holding for quite some time as well. Go ahead.
Hey, Leanne. I made a song on YouTube entitled Coldplay Labs Typewriter Room, inspired by InfoWars. But anyhow, I had an article to tell you about. So we need opinions. We need opinions that differ from official stories. We need whistleblowers to give opinions that about government cruelty and torture, privately owned internet by Google, that use freedom of speech and a constitutional law to make the internet private. Can you imagine 100,000 people on social network systems that should be public utilities on Facebook, YouTube, and in YouTube, and shadow banned on Twitter? Hackers can infect cruelty and torture with use of the privately owned internet under Google and have freedom of speech like under the constitutional law to make fake news, fake sites, and like what happened to Michael Savage, they can put out fake news and you can't do much about it. And two other things, I like to say the tiger has some strange muscles, and to fight soy boy it takes selenium and iodine X2.
Good advice.
Dave, are you talking about that shape-shifting tiger?
Yeah, it has some strange muscles. It looks pretty strange to me, and I heard on my channel it was called The Orbiter. I had to take it down. Stuff happened, and it had 2,000 things I was subscribed to as subscribers, people that were not official stories. And out of those people, I can only find about 100 out of those 2,000 now that much censorship. But the tiger definitely looks strange to me.
Yeah, it looked massive to me as well. But I don't know. I'm an animal lover, so I didn't like that they had to beat him in the stomach with clubs until he was dead. Jeez Louise.
I haven't seen him. I'm not
just minding his business. Yeah. Shape shifting under someone's porch. You know?
Paul Joseph Watson.
Antoine, thank you so much for holding for such a long time. But yeah, I mean,
you ever see Paul Joseph Watson's eyes?
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Well, they say that I am also a reptilian, but I don't know. Sometimes my skin gets a little bit dry, so I got to use our ozonated olive oil. Speaking of that, InfoWars store right now has all sorts of things to keep you from shape shifting, especially in these crazy months here in Austin. I've got the lung cleanse keeping me from turning into a cackling witch. But we've also got super male, super female vitality. We had the caller earlier said he is waiting on his 7th child. And, he was given a excellent plug for our super male vitality on that. Biome defense is 50% off. True way. Most of our InfoWars life select products are 40% off. We have clearance apparel 80% off right now.
Clearance.
Yeah, that's like super mega clearance. As well as our prebiotic fiber, that is 50% off for a limited time. And that is something that is so important to take care of your gut, because a lot of mental illnesses and things like that can be attributed to bipolarism, I know for sure. They can attribute that to an unhealthy gut bacteria.
All starts in the gut.
It's like you have almost a demon in there that's trying to control you because it's living. It's a living thing.
And it's got to come out.
Right. Exactly. So you got to feed the good bacteria that's in your body. You can do that with prebiotic fiber. And that right now is 50% off for a limited time. And get these things now because they're not going to be there forever. We've been running this mega special now for, 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Things are selling out fast. We've dropped prices on almost everything that is in the store.
Those guys in the warehouse do a good job too.
Oh yeah. And they do it with a smile on their face.
It's like Santa's elves all year round.
They are. We should make them wear little Christmas hats. I bet they would love that.
I don't know.
I guess they wear the InfoWars beanies. That's good enough for them. Well, thank you all so much for supporting the show though. And you know, you do that by visiting the store and buying these products. That's why YouTube, Google, these others are having kind of a difficult time taking us down because we have you. We have the support of you.
We have an army of InfoWarriors out there. And if they take us down, they're going to take Tucker Carlson down. They'll take Rush Limbaugh down. And you're next.
Exactly. They'll take the truth down with them. I think that's their real agenda. All right. Well, we will see you here again tomorrow. So thank you so much for tuning into the War Room today. And I think I'll be here as well.
Awesome.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.